You're listening to The Paul Kirkman Show on News Talk STL.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. This is Paul Kirkman on The Paul Kirkman Show here at 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. And in the studio today with Paul Cook. And Paul, we got a number of things we're going to talk about. And I'm just going to, I'm going to tell you this. We're going to do the Babylon Bee. We're going to do the Bee or not the Bee this week.
Okay.
We haven't done it for a few weeks. They got some good headlines out. So we're going to play the Bee or not the Bee. Folks, make sure you stick around for the third segment because we're going to play the Bee or not the Bee. I'm going to read headlines and Paul Cook is going to guess whether or not they are real headlines or whether or not they're from the Babylon Bee, fake news you can trust. And there's so much truth kind of hidden in that satire. They could be real headlines.
It's unbelievable. And what was it? I know the count has gone up and up, but it was 83 at one point that have come true.
That 83 of the Babylon Bee headlines had come true.
Absurd headlines.
Up, I think my last count was in the spreadsheet that I have. The last count is up until November 2022. So we've had a few months now.
Yeah.
So more could have come true. I'm anxious to see what the Babylon Bee is going to say about this. This is the big news for the week.
Okay.
There is a Chinese spy balloon in the air flying across America.
What would you do to that balloon?
I would shoot that sucker down. I would shoot that sucker down so fast. In fact, what I would do, if I was the president of the United States, you want to know how the Democrats secure the next election for the next 10 years?
How?
President Biden issues Chinese surveillance balloon hunting permits and says, here's what we're going to do, boys. It's open season on Chinese surveillance balloons. Because you'd have every redneck, you'd have every hunter, you'd have anybody out there that has any kind of gun whatsoever, and they'd be out there just waiting for that thing to fly over top.
Yeah.
And then they'd shoot it down. And I mean,
he'd win people over.
He would win people over. Even me.
You'd give him the W on that one.
If President Biden said, it's Chinese drone hunting season, boys, I would be like, that's it. This is really why he wanted us all to buy a shotgun to keep in our house. And I would think to myself, I think I kind of like this guy.
Wait a minute. There's something here.
Hey, Joe, how about me and you? Let's put some cami paint on our face and go out and sit in the woods together waiting for this thing to fly over the top. I think that that's exactly what they ought to do.
Man.
Because if he did that, that would be a huge political win.
I don't know how that could lose, really. Just even shooting it down, period. Like, but that's not going to happen, is it?
Probably not. So let me play a clip.
Okay.
So Friday, I think this was Friday afternoon in Washington, D.C., there was a press conference. And so some questions were being asked by reporters. And I believe, I'm going to play the clips first, and then I'm going to tell you how I think this makes the U.S. look, and I'm going to tell you why. We're going to spend this whole segment on this, maybe even a little bit into the next segment, because there's so much at stake with the way we're responding to this drone issue. But listen to this. White House press secretary, a reporter asked the question, will the U.S. attempt to capture this balloon while it's in U.S. airspace? Listen to what the White House press secretary, how she responds.
Follow up with, will the United States attempt to capture this balloon while it is in U.S. airspace?
Oh my gosh. As you heard from my colleague, they are clearly keeping an eye on the balloon and going to continue to monitor it. We're not going to give any more specifics than that, but it is something that the Pentagon is keeping a close eye on, and I'm just not going to get ahead of the flight path or the pattern or anything like that.
Well, he's not asking about the flight path or the pattern. He's asking whether or not we're going to attempt to capture the balloon while it's in U.S. airspace. Mm. I understand operational security. I was with the United States Marine Corps for several years. I served my country overseas. I've gone overseas a few times. I understand operational security. Mm-hmm. So I understand sometimes you might not want to say what it is we are or aren't going to do. But let's put this in context. We have a Chinese spy balloon. They've said, the government, the Pentagon has said, this balloon has surveillance technology on it. So it is equipped with surveillance technology. Oh, and by the way, Canada says that they also have one flying over their territory as well.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So at least one confirmed, potentially two, spy balloons flying across the northern
The arrogance.
The continental North American countryside.
Yeah.
So what Karine Jean-Pierre says is, well, it's something the Pentagon is keeping a close eye on. We're monitoring it. You know what the answer should have been? What? Not just for the American people. This should have been the answer that everybody else around the world heard resonate from the speakers. Yeah, we're going to shoot it down. Yeah. We're going to shoot it down, and we're going to pick through that technology very, very closely. We're not going to leave any stone unturned. We want to know exactly what that technology is, what its capabilities are, what it can be used for, how long they've been using it. And we also want to know who's manufacturing it and putting it together. We want to know who's selling them the parts, if there's anybody selling them the parts. We want to know everything there is to know about that balloon. We want to know not just about the technology and capabilities of the technology. We want to know about the capabilities of the balloon itself. How is it that we were able to spot it just with our eyes? Is it something that's supposed to be flying a lot higher and for some reason it came down low? Is it possible that these things have been flying over the countryside more often than we've realized, but since they're balloons and a little bit smaller, we don't really pick them up on radar? The answer that Karine Jean-Pierre should have given is, yes, we're going to get our hands on this thing right away, and by the time this is over, the Chinese government and military and their intelligence agencies are going to be sweating bullets because they're going to know that we know what they're capable of doing in the U.S. and whether or not they've done it before. That should have been the answer.
It's unimaginable why it wasn't. That does not seem like some far right or, you know, even conservative value. It seems like it's well within our rights.
That's actually going to get into the next clip that I'm going to play here in just a minute. But what Karine Jean-Pierre says is it's something the Pentagon is keeping an eye on. So we're keeping an eye on it. How ironic is this? We're keeping an eye on something that was designed and built specifically to keep a close eye on us.
Oh, my
gosh. So we're just going to keep an eye on the people keeping an eye on us. They're in our territory, and we're just going to keep an eye on it?
Man.
I think you need to tell all the American people, China's day of surveilling the U.S. is done. It's over. And now we've caught them red-handed. And this isn't the first time we've caught China snooping. Mm. And what's so funny is China says, oh, this is a civilian balloon. It's a weather balloon that just got off course. We are halfway around the world. A weather balloon just doesn't veer off course. And another reason we know that this is not just a weather balloon that veered off course, it's because we've been able to determine just from the ground, looking at the balloon as it's in the sky, we've been able to determine that it has technology on the balloon that allows it to steer itself. So it's where it is on purpose.
Wow. And there's no people in it. Dumb question.
No. Probably. I don't think there's any people. I don't know exactly what the size. Usually these balloons are like really large.
It looks like an alien thing to me.
It looks like a gigantic ping pong ball.
Yes. Yeah, with that dark circle on it, the bigger.
Yeah.
Why on earth wouldn't we shoot it down? And then the second question, we have the capability to do it, right? We have the capability to capture it, shoot it down.
Yeah.
A variety of things.
Absolutely we do. In fact, we have aircraft that we have attachments that we can put on aircraft. You know, like tractors, farmers have tractors, and tractors can pull a multitude of different attachments that do different things. Back in the World War II days and before, we have had attachments for aircraft. You ever seen Batman?
Yes.
Where he flies in with the bat wing, and he's got the hook, and he snaps the balloon, you know? We can do that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have that. That is old tech.
It doesn't have to be shot down and destroyed, and then we lose the technology and the information. We could grab it.
We can literally just grab it and pull it down to the ground.
Ugh.
And we should. Now, the only reason I think that the U.S. could say, well, we're going to keep an eye on it, and we're not going to let anybody know that we've got it, is probably because they don't want China to rush to changing all their technology, you know?
Yeah, we get it. Now, all of a sudden, they just cancel out all that stuff.
Yeah, and so what we know isn't helpful. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. That's not a good reason to just not say we're going to get it, because how stupid would we have to be to not take possession of a foreign country's surveillance aircraft that we have caught in our airspace, in our sovereign territory.
Yeah.
China knows we're going to get our hands on it. They already know that. They're probably already scrambling
when they
right
sent
now.
It up. Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. So let's just say, yeah, we're going to get it. A second ago, you brought up, what was it that you just mentioned? And I said,
why we wouldn't? It was something like,
do we have a right? take it.
Yes.
Okay. So here's a clip from the Pentagon spokesperson. A reporter actually asked the question, not so much do we have a right to take it. We absolutely do. This reporter asked another question about the rights of the American people regarding this balloon. I'm going to play this clip, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Let's get your thoughts on it and kind of have a discussion about what are the rights of the American people when we have surveillance aircraft in our skies. Okay, this is the Pentagon spokesperson answering a reporter's question.
Position of the balloon classified?
Phil, right now, what we're not going to do is get into a hour-by-hour location of the balloon. Again, we're monitoring it closely. As I mentioned, right now, it's over the center of the continental United States. That's about as specific as I'm going to get.
But I understand I'm being convenient, but does the public not have a right to know if the balloon is over
the public certainly
their state?
Has the ability to look up in the sky and see where the balloon is.
Okay, that's kind of a smart alecky answer, but then again, he's a high-ranking official in the United States military, and he doesn't want to say what can and can't happen. You know, they're trying to kind of keep all the what it is, how we're responding to this. They're trying to keep it kind of under wraps.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ridiculous because it's a worldwide news story right now, right?
Yeah.
And China is going to know whether or not we have their balloon or whether or not it's still flying.
Yeah.
You know, so let's just go ahead and say we're taking the balloon.
Yeah, right. Sure,
like, come at this from a position of strength, not a position of we don't know what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, and okay? We need to be very cagey about it. Like, it's right there. Exactly. It'd be such a victory. It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity to demonstrate and show strength because what's really going to come out of not telling people what it is we're going to do?
Yeah.
Right? When we already know, and China already knows because we've caught them and it's in our airspace. And
isn't
the first time this has happened either. So between the U.S. and China in terms of surveillance aircraft, I'll get to that in just a second. But does the public have a right to know? And the Pentagon spokesperson says the public certainly has the ability to look up in the sky and see where the balloon is. And that's true because this balloon is within eyeshot. Like, you can see
it. I was going to say, I saw it on TV on Friday, and I thought, how are we seeing it? But it's from the ground. You can see it.
You can see it from the ground. My guess, though, is that the Pentagon does not want to be broadcasting where the balloon is hour by hour, probably because they are afraid of what I just mentioned I would be doing.
Yes, you know, yes.
You don't want people being like, all right, boys, they say it ought to be overhead in the next 20 minutes.
Your scopes
because
out.
I promise you, I would be, this is the kind of America that makes me say, America, you know? You would have a bunch of guys. You'd have a bunch of guys from the Elks Club or from the VFW, and they'd be organizing their own pools.
Yes.
They'd be organizing their own bets and everything else. Who's going to get it, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
They would want to shoot it out of the sky. And we got people. We have excellent marksmen in America.
Mm.
My nephew is a teenager. And just a couple weeks ago with one of his rifles, he was able to reach out and touch a plate-sized target with his rifle at 1,100 yards.
Oh, my
gosh. I watched him do it. He's a great shot. This guy could easily be a Marine Corps scout sniper. You know, like, he has that kind of discipline to be able to make his own windage adjustments and take that shot. There is no doubt in my mind we have Americans who would point their rifle in the air and shoot this balloon out of the sky.
And risk whatever. It's not legal anyway, what it is there, and they would risk the consequences.
They would be an American. Like, people in America would love them. That's probably why the Pentagon spokesperson's like, we're not going to give an hour by hour. Like,
I didn't think about that.
They probably know Americans too well. So when he gives that response, I don't think that he's not – I don't think he's being weak on this.
Yeah, okay.
But I do think that the White House press secretary is being weak when she's asked, are we going to at least take the balloon in our possession while it's in U.S. territory? This has nothing to do with the American people going out with their guns and shooting it, but is the U.S. government going to go out and take this balloon because we're being spied on and we need to get this technology and whatever data it's collected? And here's the thing. I just want to mention, this might sound wild and crazy, but listen, we live in a wild and crazy world, and just last week, you and I were asking artificial intelligence questions on air and getting deep responses.
Yes.
We know that TikTok, the terms of service for TikTok, was created specifically to surveil the American people, and we bought it hook, line, and sinker. And did you know in China, when they use TikTok, they have to use it for educational purposes? Do you know this?
No, only?
Educational purposes and maybe business or whatever. It has to be things for...
But not like we do.
Not like we do. We are addicted to it, and we create social media trends that make people stupid. Like, we get people like, you want to be, if you want thousands or millions of followers, you need to dance with hardly any clothes on, and that's how you pick up your followers and you find your sponsors over there. They use it to make themselves smarter and stronger. Ugh. We don't do that. What if this balloon is flying overhead and it's able to pick up things from these little supercomputers with Wi-Fi that we all walk around with in our pockets?
Yeah.
Because even in their own terms of service, we know what kind of data they're after. It's on our phones. Our phones constantly transmit this stuff into clouds and everything else. And now we have Chinese spy balloons flying over the top of the country. So this thing's going to pick up a lot of data. And I tell you what, if the American government gets their hands on this balloon, I think they're going to, they're going to take all that data. And boy, would they love to have a lot of data from American cell phones on it when they get their hands on it.
It's like a dream for them. Like you said, they probably sent it up thinking it would get shot down. We're gonna not do it, possibly let it just float on through with its more information. Oh my gosh.
I think we get the balloon, and I think that the U.S. government is going to be so happy that there's so much data on it, even from American citizens, that they're going to keep it and add it to their records too, because they spy on us too. Anyway,
yes.
We'll talk about this a little bit more when we come back. We'll talk about that, a little bit about the economy. Third and final segment, the be or not to be. This is Paul Kirkman on the Paul Kirkman Show, 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. And welcome back to the Paul Kirkman Show here at News Talk STL. And if you were listening to the first segment of the show, I'm talking a lot about this spy balloon from China, possibly two balloons, because there's one in Canada. The Canadians are saying they have one up there. I haven't got that one confirmed. I've just seen it in a headline, but potentially two spy balloons now. And I played some clips from the White House, and it just seems like we're not taking a strong approach. One of the questions that was asked, I'm going to go ahead and play the clip one more time. This is Karine Jean-Pierre responding to a reporter's question when he asked if the U.S. will attempt to capture the balloon while it's in U.S. airspace. This is Karine Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary.
Follow up with, will the United States attempt to capture this balloon while it is in U.S. airspace?
Oh, my gosh. As you heard from my colleague, they are clearly keeping an eye on the balloon and going to continue to monitor it. We're not going to give any more specifics than that, but it is something that the Pentagon is keeping a close eye on, and I'm just not going to get ahead of the flight path or the pattern or anything like that.
Okay, so Karine Jean-Pierre doesn't want to get ahead of anything, including whether or not
ever
we're going to try to get this surveillance balloon in our possession rather than just let it, you know, lollygag across our airspace until it finally comes out the other side and China's able to get their hands on it again. Listen, this is the perfect opportunity for the Biden administration. Right now, there is a lot of allegations at him for being in cahoots with the Russian government, or I'm sorry, with the Russians probably too, but the Chinese government, him and his son Hunter, in my opinion, arguably the most corrupt administration we have ever had. And if he wants to push back on these allegations and say, no, we're not corrupt. I'm the commander in chief. I'm the most patriotic American in the country. And I'm here to represent and defend our national security and our interest in national security as well. So, yes, I'm going after the Chinese. We're going to get our hands on this balloon. He could do it. This would be the opportunity to do it because we know that the Chinese have routinely been caught spying on us.
And think about how many people go above and beyond bending backwards to defend him, what they could say if he did shoot it down. They would defend, well, he did shoot down the balloon. He did shoot down the Chinese balloon. Like, they would defend
if
him
I was
with
Biden,
that.
If I was Biden, I would shoot that balloon down and mount it on the White House wall.
That's it. Make a plaque with part of the balloon on it.
I'd have a ceremony.
I can't imagine.
I'd have a ceremony. I'd bring in the generals to sign it. I'd be putting it on the cover of postcards and mailers when I was campaigning because I would want the American people to know I take foreign policy and national security interests very seriously. And I'm not going to let the Chinese just meander over our airspace with a balloon of all things. I mean, these things move along at a snail's pace. We could go in there and get it, and we need to go in there and get it. This is not the first time China's been caught spying on us. I'm just going to go back over the last decade. Here are some instances where the Chinese have been caught red-handed spying on the United States in 2010. Several individuals were charged with economic espionage for stealing trade secrets from U.S. corporations and passing them on to China. China was going after our trade secrets from a lot of U.S. corporations, these companies that drive our economy and employ our people, yeah. And they're trying to undermine us by taking out all of our trade secrets of production and taking them over to China and completely undermining us in terms of our economy's concerns. In 2014, this is just the stuff that we're aware of, right? There's probably a lot of stuff that we're not aware of.
So true. The stuff you get caught for, what about what you didn't?
Right, the stuff you didn't get caught for.
All you got away with, right.
In 2014, a Chinese national was arrested in the U.S. for attempting to steal technology related to the production of hybrid seed corn. In 2018, a Chinese intelligence officer was arrested in Belgium and extradited to the U.S. for attempting to steal trade secrets from the U.S. aerospace company and industries. So everything that we're using to put our rockets and our fighter jets and stealth bombers in the sky, our satellites. Yeah. China, they have operatives around the world trying to find out what our technology is and steal our secrets and take it back to China. So that was 2018.
Unimaginable. And you said an interesting word there, operatives. There are operatives. There are spies.
That's what they are.
Actively taking our stuff.
This is not a Hollywood movie. This is real life. There are people that are trained in the art of espionage, disguise, human intelligence, and their job is to get close to you, earn your trust, and then find out what secrets you're willing to give up because you're talking to somebody that you trust. Oh, and what man. Do the Chinese do? They immediately turn around and they take that information back to China and they use that against us. In 2019, a Chinese professor at a U.S. university was arrested for conspiring to steal more trade secrets from U.S. corporations. So most of this seems to be economic, but a lot of these trade secrets also have to deal with technology, including aerospace and defense technology. That's a big one. We've had a lot of our defense papers and documents taken for missiles and everything else taken back to China. And let's also not forget that the Chinese put a spy, a Chinese operative, in bed with Congressman Eric Swalwell, who Kevin McCarthy just last week finally kicked off the House Intelligence Committee. And the Democrats, I can't even say these words. The Democrats dug in and said, no, Eric Swalwell's a good guy. He was sleeping with a Chinese spy, not just any old member of Congress. A member of the House Intelligence Committee. This is a committee that they don't televise on TV or on radio. They don't put it on radio. This is a committee. They don't just let any reporters come in to take notes and
C-SPAN.
Take pictures. This is not covered. This is a committee where when you go into the House Intelligence Committee or the Senate Select Intelligence Committee, one of these intelligence committees, when you go in, you have to turn in your phone.
Wow.
When you go in, you walk through a metal detector, even if you're a congressman or senator. When you go in there, they give you documents.
Secret stuff.
You take your notes and you do whatever you got to do in the committee. But when you leave the committee, you have to leave everything in there. Nothing's allowed to come out. Mm. So what do the Chinese do? They say, well, let's do this. Let's get a really pretty Chinese spy to win over one of the members.
The oldest trick in the book.
The oldest trick in the book. Just win over one of the members of the House Intelligence Committee. And so Eric Swalwell is in bed with a Chinese spy, and the Democrats continue to keep him on that committee until finally the Republicans take over and say, this is insanity, and they fire him from the committee.
I can't believe he's not in jail.
Should be in jail. And if you're
Will
asking
that happen?
Me, they want to put Trump in jail for a fake Russian collusion. Like, we know this is fake now. It's been verified that it's fake. And they're still trying to go after him.
Three years of that.
Now, what do you think the Chinese would do if the roles were reversed?
It would be torture.
You know what? You're not. That's really? The right word. You're not far from the mark. Listen, in 2000, in 2001, in 2001, I was with the United States Marine Corps. I was in Okinawa, Japan.
Oh, my.
Well, on April 1st, 2001. Listen to this. The U.S. lost a spy plane near China on April 1st, 2001. It was a U.S. Navy EP-3E surveillance aircraft, and it collided with a Chinese fighter jet. Do you remember this? It was like this is 23 years ago.
No, this is before 9/11.
So it was a big deal. It was before 9/11. Collided with a Chinese fighter jet, and it caused the Chinese pilot to crash, and the U.S. plane had to make an emergency landing, and the only place it could land, make its emergency landing, was on Hainan Island, which is Chinese territory. The question has come up, did the Chinese fighter jet do this on purpose to force the EP spy plane into an emergency landing, and the only place they could land was in Chinese territory?
Interesting.
I think yes. Because it's not every day that a highly trained Chinese military fighter pilot connects with another aircraft in the air, and of all people that he's connecting with, it's not a Cessna being flown by a private pilot student. It's being flown by an officer in the United States Navy who's been doing this for years.
Would have had to seen it somewhere, radar, something.
They both got radar.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden this jet comes out of nowhere, clips the spy plane, it has to make an emergency landing. So there was a crew of 24 on the EP-3E surveillance aircraft. There was 24 crew members on the U.S. spy plane, and they were detained by China for 11 days before being released.
Oh.
What do you think they did with the spy aircraft that we had that had to make this emergency landing on a Chinese island?
Reverse engineered it and learned everything about it.
Bingo. That's exactly what they did. They took it, they broke it down, and listen— when I say they took this sucker apart, they took this sucker apart. And I can say this with some authority because I saw it with my own eyes.
No way.
We were getting ready to fly out to Australia from Okinawa, Japan. I think it was Kadena Air Base in Okinawa that we were flying out of. And while we were there, parts of this aircraft were just being kind of shipped back in pieces because the Chinese government had completely taken the whole thing apart and gone through it, reverse engineered it, learned everything there was to learn about it. They took possession of the U.S. Navy EP-3E surveillance aircraft, and they made an emergency landing on April 1st, 2001. But they had this jet aircraft in their possession for far longer than the 11 days that they had this U.S. Navy aircrew. And they took the thing apart and learned everything. And here's the other thing. They weren't being secretive about it.
Interesting.
They wanted everybody to know, we got your stuff.
Yeah.
And we are ripping it and ransacking it to pieces because we're going to make it so hard on you to get ahead of this situation.
Yeah.
That you're just going to be flustered and you're going to be wondering, what do they know? Instead of learning new things about us, you're going to be wondering, what do we know about you?
Fear. Creating fear. I mean, what you're saying, all of the details you've given are true, and they scare me. They scare me. All the things you've gone through and told that they are looking at, even the balloon, it's scary.
See, sometimes people
fear's
think
corrosive.
They're, yeah, it is corrosive. And it will paralyze people. But I think what's happening right now is you have the Biden administration trying to create this false impression of strength by saying things like, oh, we're not going to say what we're doing.
Yeah, what on earth, man?
You know what? If you were engaged in battle and I didn't know where you were or I didn't know what your next move was going to be, then you clearly wouldn't say what your next move is going to be.
Yeah.
But
giving up your position, you wouldn't want to do that.
But if I have you pinned down, you only have one of two options. You either stay there and die, or you come out swinging for the fences and you fight for your life. And that's what I would expect. Mm-hmm. In this situation, that's kind of where we're at. We're kind of pinned down here. Are we going to stay here and die and just let the Chinese just run roughshod over us and say, yep, we flew our balloon all the way across your airspace and you didn't do nothing?
Wow.
Or are we going to say, no, we want the whole world to know you don't mess with us. The balloon is clearly in our territory. People, American citizens, have looked up in the sky and seen it. We know that it's a spy balloon. Why not just go out and tell the whole world, we're going to get this? And like I said, going back to what I was saying in the first segment, I would do it in the most spectacular form possible. I would say it is open season on Chinese spy technology, and I would let the rednecks of America do what they do best and completely reinforce one of the reasons that we have the Second Amendment in our principles of self-preservation and start shooting down. I would love to put a bunch of American bullets into a Chinese spy
and
balloon.
See that on camera. See that thing down with just the buckshot.
Biden does that. China, they have to take a step back.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa, we didn't expect that from the guy who's.
Yeah. It was kind of like what you said last week. Someone had a famous quote about that there's a gun behind every blade of grass or something.
Yeah, Japanese.
Like I wouldn't touch them. Yeah, I mean, a similar kind of messaging there. I know you know, or at least I know you have a theory on this. Why isn't the administration doing that?
So getting back to what I was going to say, thanks for bringing me back to this. I think that the administration is too smart for their own britches, basically. I think they're trying to sound clever.
Yeah,
I think they're trying to sound like leaders, and so they're saying, "Well, we're not gonna.
We don't talk
say
about
what
that.
We're gonna do. We're not gonna say what we're going to do." Well, that's stupid in this situation.
Yeah,
because we know we're being spied on with a balloon in our airspace. The least you could say, you can still protect all the secrecy you want, but the least you could do is actually just take a position of strength and say, yes, absolutely. We're getting that balloon in our possession, and we're going to tear through it and find out everything there is to know about it. And you know, if the Chinese don't want us doing that, quit sending your surveillance balloons across the continental U.S.
Yeah, if you don't want that. And I understand, too, like an analogy, the recent guy who did the killing in he killed those university students.
In Idaho,
right. We hear now the FBI was on him, following him. Well, and that's a whole other story. But they weren't talking about it. The police weren't talking about it. They weren't saying, we have him, we're following him. They didn't want to give it up. They didn't want him to know we knew. Well, in this case, say he's the balloon, they know we know. Do you know what I mean?
China knows we know.
They don't have to keep it a secret, you know, in order to get them in a better spot.
I would shoot that sucker down, and I would mount it on the wall in the Oval Office.
Well, we need to send you over there. Where
Maybe.
Is it?
Well, we don't. I'll do it. Like
okay.
I said last
I know
week,
you will.
I got the guns. I can do it. Hey, we will be right back here in just a couple minutes at the Paul Kirtman Show. We're going to come back. We're going to play the B or not the B. We're going to see how clever Paul Cook is and whether or not he can guess these headlines if they're true or not.
It's been a few weeks, man.
It's been a few weeks.
Yeah.
So you've had plenty of time to train.
Oh.
We'll be back. We'll be back in just a minute right here. 101.9941 News Talk STL.
You're listening to The Paul Kirtman Show on News Talk STL.
This is the moment we've been waiting for now for weeks. We have been off the B or not the B, but today
The B or not the B beat.
Man, I like it. So what I'm going to do right now, and after this, we'll get into some of the... I like this third segment because we get to have some other discussions about other stuff.
Me too. Absolutely.
And we'll continue to do that. But right now, let's get this B or not the B game kicked off. And for the folks at home, you should understand what this game is I am going to read headlines from the Babylon Bee. The Babylon Bee, if you're not familiar with it, it is a satire news website. So their tagline is fake news you can trust, and their headlines are hilarious. But they kind of have a little element of truth, and that's what makes it fun to play the B or not the B because –
yeah.
Sometimes people think they're true. Just the other day, my dad, we were laughing because my dad was a Baptist preacher for like 50 years and lots of ideas and thoughts, scholarly man, opinionated, you know, he's a historian. He reposted a Babylon Bee headline on Facebook and thought it was real because it. And the thing is it's probably one of those that did turn true, but they have this element of truth.
There is.
If it's not true today, it could be true tomorrow.
It's hard to guess. I'm telling you, play along right now because I was miserable at this at first because I fell for it every time.
It's time for the B or not the B.
Okay, let's do it. I'll go ahead and read the first headline. So this is the B or not the B. Paul, here's your first headline. President Biden says he'll shoot down Chinese spy balloon as soon as he's done letting it spy. Did Joe Biden actually say that, or is that fake news you can trust, a false headline from the B or not the B? President Biden says he'll shoot down Chinese spy balloon as soon as he's done letting it spy.
I think theoretically that could be true, but I'm going to say B or not the B.
All right. Good Ding! Job. That is the B or not the B. Thank goodness that's not a real headline, but it could be real by the end of the day.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Okay. The B or not the B. Headline number two. Lucky Charms unveils new Ukrainian flag marshmallow.
Wow.
See, now this is one of those headlines like, man, this could be real.
I love those marshmallows too, you know?
You know you can buy the cereal that's just the marshmallows?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can definitely get them online.
Too much of a good thing. Probably a stomach ache, but yes.
Probably for sure.
Oh my gosh, that's great. I'm going to say true.
Nope, that is the Babylon Bee. But you know what? You would expect one of these woke companies to be like,
I almost think there is one. I mean, I'm not saying there is one like you said, but if you look, I somehow can see a yellow and a blue.
You're thinking of the rainbow.
Okay.
The little rainbow charm, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny that someone would think to say that.
But you know, Lucky Charms.
Brilliant.
These cereals that have the marshmallows, like they've done stuff like this in the past.
Yeah.
They'll have like a commemorative marshmallow or whatever. I was waiting for like the Black Lives Matter all black marshmallows. But they didn't do that. But everybody was putting black on their Facebook profile.
Yeah, everyone
remember
did that.
Remember that? And so I was thinking to myself, before this, I ever saw this headline, I was thinking, I bet one of these more woke companies does something like this because it was a huge social trend.
Yeah.
But they
I'm
didn't.
Surprised they have it.
I know. And part of me is kind of disappointed because I just thought they would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The bee or not the bee?
Okay. Headline number three. Joe Biden says more than half of the women in my administration are women.
Wait. Okay. More than half of the women in my administration are women.
Wait a minute. That's kind of true.
It is. He did not. That's not wrong.
It's not wrong.
I mean, right. It's like more than. That can mean all.
More than. Yeah. So I guess he's kind of right. And there's some even there that really aren't women, but are identifying as women. So, I mean, you can kind of say whatever you want and it be right.
I think I'm cheated on this one because I heard Vic Porcelli talking about it. It's true. He said it.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in the...
more than half of them.
More than half.
Biden's got more than half of them.
Yeah, if the Babylon Bee did misspeaking from him, they wouldn't even be realistic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they try to make it somewhat where it could be realistic. With what he says, no.
It's all.
You'd know it was all like, yeah.
But that's a real headline. That's not the Babylon Bee. That's a real headline.
Oh, my gosh. So I am, by the way, 2-1.
Finland debuts the world's first national trans ice skater who received ovations after failing miserably at ice skating.
I saw it. True.
That's true.
I could not believe it, the way this person skated.
They skated like they had never gone out there and skated before.
Like me with my
daughters.
And I'm
not making that up. I'm not making that up, am I?
No. That's what's amazing. Like, I could see, like, well, you know, this person, they want to be the first to represent, and, you know, they can do it. They're not perfect, but it was unbelievable.
Because I saw
this. You have to see it.
I saw this transgender ice skater, so a man who identifies as a female.
Oh, is that? Okay.
That's what it was.
Uh-huh.
As long as I was watching the right one.
They.
Otherwise, they're all bad.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
So this trans ice skater is like skating across the ice with like one leg kind of up.
Wobbling.
It wobbling, like quivering. Like, I don't know if I can do this. They looked like I would look if I went out there and said, watch me skate across this whole ice rink on 1 foot. I would be shaking and wobbling all over. That's
I know
how it looked.
I can't believe it. I could not believe it. It really is kind of a microcosm of the whole thing of just to get it done. And like we said last week, check the box versus the merit of being good at it.
So do you know who Mr. Beast is on YouTube?
I don't.
So Mr. Beast is a YouTuber who is wildly successful, and he's famous for his philanthropy. He's only like 24 years old, but like he gives away millions of dollars at a time in his videos.
Really?
And he has like – he'll get all these people in a room, and he'll be like – he'll be a competition, and whoever wins the competition, they'll win something huge, like something worth millions of dollars. But what people love about him is if somebody else fails in the competition, or if somebody, you know, if somebody else is like, you know, I'll go out so this person can win. Their mother's sick.
Yeah.
He will walk up to them and say, hey, we love what you did. I'm going to give you $500,000. And he just gives people money like that.
Wow.
So he is definitely a huge, huge philanthropist. And he started making these videos in his car in a parking lot while he was supposed to be in his college classes.
Unbelievable.
So here's a headline. Is this true or not true? This could be an opinion piece from some liberal newspaper. Who knows? But here's the headline. Sad. YouTuber Mr. Beast spends millions curing blind people when he could have sent another tank to Ukraine. And the backstory here behind this is he recently helped restore the sight of something like 11,000 people by giving money to the technology that would help them get their sight back.
And you're saying that, so he did do that. So you're saying in a liberal publication, they could have said this.
This is the headline.
This could be from, they could be serious saying this. And I'm going to say, yes, real.
Babylon Bee, fake headline, 2 for 2 now.
Got me!
I kind of set that one up. I feel like I kind of like led you into that, but it's true. Mr. Beast, he's a great guy with his philanthropy, and he recently... it was like maybe it was 1,100 or 11,000. I don't remember, but I mean, 1,100 is a lot.
Yeah.
Either way, he's helping these people the surgeries to get sight back. And of course, the joke here is somebody would get onto him because that could have. But you could have sent one more tank to Ukraine with
that's
that.
That's not helping, you know, Ukraine like it could. That's like Pat Sajak though on the Wheel of Fortune, running up and flipping the words while I'm getting. That's what you did, Paul Kurtman. You really steered me wrong. And I feel cheated.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
We'll throw a flag on the field. Yes, for that
that's
one.
It. That's it.
Okay, here's another one. Now this one's pretty funny, and this one is probably gonna have some backstory also. Here's the headline: Eric Swalwell retweeted a video trolling him, and still hadn't realized it for days.
Wow! And this is the guy who was sleeping with a Chinese operative.
Yep.
Man, that's true.
It is true.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Representative Swalwell.
This guy.
Madam Speaker.
Representative Swalwell actually took a picture of a tweet to the House floor to speak.
He used it to speak? Like, so, he was like, it was like a visual aid kind of deal?
Yes. And he's talking. It's kind of hard to explain. I'm not going to play the tweet.
Okay.
But he takes a tweet down to the House floor that was clearly meant to troll him.
Mm-hmm.
He retweets the tweet, and he spends time talking about this on the House floor. But the tweet that he retweeted, somebody else was making fun of him.
Messing with him.
And if he would have just read the whole tweet, and if he would have listened. So he retweeted this tweet.
Yes.
This is getting kind of weird now because I keep saying retweeted.
No, I get what you're saying, though.
He retweeted this social media post.
It's kind of like one of our dads, or at least mine, would. They don't understand it's making fun of them or making fun of something.
If he would have just listened to the video. So he retweeted a post.
Oh, it was a video.
It was a video of him speaking on the House floor. And he retweets this video of him speaking on the House floor because the comment above the video said, I want to thank you, Representative Swalwell, for standing up and speaking the truth. The person who tweeted that should be prosecuted. And so it's about this video where he's speaking on the House floor. But when you play the video, he's speaking. But there's a lot of, I'll just say, sound clips played over the sound of his voice.
Oh, my gosh.
People breaking wind.
Oh.
So if he would have just listened, if he would have just watched the video, he would have seen people are trying to humiliate him.
Making fun and right, exactly.
So this is the same congressman who sleeps with a Chinese spy on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He sat on the House Intelligence Committee. He sat on the Intelligence Committee, and he doesn't even go through his own social media posts that he's retweeting or reposting, even the ones that are mocking him with crude noises.
That is funny. Oh, my God. Did he untweet it, or how's that work?
He untweeted it, but it took him several days.
So that is unbelievable with flatulence playing. It was on his page. Retweeted it.
Yeah. What's our time look like
that
right now?
That is gold. We only have 2 minutes, bud.
Ugh, 2 minutes. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, here's our philosophical.
Yes, we got to get to it.
Question of the day. So I saw this on Instagram. Someone said 6 harsh truths that will put you ahead of 99% of people. This is speaking specifically to men. I think this is for all people. There's this one quote here that I think is incredibly important. This is important for people to pay attention to. I think it will help shield your mind and your heart and help you develop and foster some contentment. So it's this. Grass, I saw this quote, and I wanted to read it. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it.
Mm.
Man, doesn't that kind of hit home a little
bit? Oh, buddy, I had never heard that, but that is so true. It is where you put your time, where you show your action, it is greener. It grows.
Where you try to provide refreshment and nourishment in your life, like always looking at something somewhere else, what somebody else has, or, you know, trying to look 5 years down the road. If I could just hurry up and get over here. But, like, meanwhile, like, you're standing in a piece of territory that you occupy right now.
Mm.
And there's got to be a way to improve it where you are right now.
And then, you know, as you've heard, God might promote you out of that situation once you tried to make it better, you know, and not just, I need to jump. And you know what? I heard someone say something similar to that, like, quit watering the weeds, of your life. The criticism or maybe negative self-talk, water the good stuff.
Yep.
Great imagery.
It really is. This is what I like. If you're on social media can really just rot a lot of people's brains. But there's a lot of good, like News Talk STL.
Yes.
You can follow News Talk STL on Facebook, Twitter, Rumble, all over the place.
Lots of truth.
And what about you? Where are you on social media?
I am Paul Cooked, like past tense, COOKED.
Paul Cooked
on Twitter, Instagram, and Paul Lee Cook on Facebook.
I like that. I have friends in New York that used to call me Paulie all the
time. Do they? Yeah. I've done it too, so.
Yeah.
To you.
So we're about ready to wrap up the show here, but before we go, listen, folks, I have an article that I put on my blog called Is the Bear Market Over? Because the markets have been doing great. 5 weeks of straight wins. Now,
really?
At the end of this week, it's 5 weeks, constant green weeks. But does that mean it's over? I don't know. Interest rates are still going up. Not as fast, but they're still going up.
Yeah.
So go to PR Curtman, PRCURTMAN. You can read a little bit of information. And this is relevant to you if you have a 401k or an IRA and you just want to be a good steward of that money that you're putting to work for you. And while you're there, get on my weekly email list. It's a great email list. I even talk politics on it, so you're going to love it. But it's also insightful about the markets and about interest rates and what's happening in the investment world as well, because I'm a free market freedom lover. And that is an email that you need to be getting.
I know how you work on it. PRKurtman.com?
PRKurtman.com. PRCURTMAN.com. And that's about it for the show today, isn't it?
Yep.
Time to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
Yes.
Not a problem. Hey, this
Thank
is
you.
Paul Curtman on the Paul Curtman Show in the studio today with Paul Cook. And we will be back next week right here, 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL.
See you, Paulie.